Just came up with a new slogan. Do you want to repeat it?
It ain't great if you don't differentiate.
Work done in gratitude, kindly and well, is prayer. Wendell Berry. Do you have any feedback?
It just makes me feel good. Say it one more time.
Work done in gratitude, kindly and well, is prayer. You want to give Wendell Berry a grade on that one?
Well, that's really awesome. Triumph of talent. He gets the ribbon.
Yeah, he gets a triumph of talent ribbon. I like that one because I think about it when I'm like drying the dishes or something. Like work done in gratitude. Like you can have a positive attitude about these things. Last night I'm vacuuming the rugs.
Yeah.
You know, you can do it in this sort of spirit of gratitude.
Yeah. You're cleaning up leaves around your house.
What's the ickiest job you've ever done?
Oh, I can tell you.
Tell me.
I can tell you. When I used to work at the pizza ranch as a kid.
Just a tiny little boy working at the pizza ranch.
16, 17 years old. Restaurants like that have what's called a grease trap. And the worst job on the planet is having to clean out the grease trap.
So when you did it, was it like whispering a prayer?
I didn't think of it that way then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you had it to do over again, if you could go back and if you could give tiny little Mike a piece of advice, would you perhaps read that quote by Wendell Berry?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I wish I would have had a little bit better perspective.
How about this one? True leisure, which involves self-reflection and philosophical contemplation, is among the very highest of virtues. Aristotle, any feedback for him?
Now that's interesting from the standpoint of I feel like people clamor to do things. They invite a bunch of noise into their life. But what he's suggesting is no. Be quiet. Seek solitude. Reflect. That's good. We could all use a little bit more of that.
Want to give Aristotle a grade on that one? Want to give him a ribbon?
Yeah, he also gets a triumph of talent. Those are two really good ones.
Was a thought-provoking segment. We call it Feedback is a Gift. If you have something that would benefit from the gift of Michael J. Hart IV's feedback, simply submit your query by mail to the offices of Fresh Produce LLC, 400 North Main, Suite 100, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, 57104. Maybe that's why nobody's submitting anything, because they have to write you a card.
Yeah, email just makes it too impersonal, but when you take the time to write it down and mail it in...
And that's still what you want them to do, right? I mean, let's say little Aristotle's out there and he wants some feedback. Put it in a card,
yep.
Mail it to 400 North Main Fresh Produce LLC.
Yeah.
Attention, Michael J. Hart IV.
Yeah. Feedback wanted.
Yeah. Yep. Welcome to our computer radio show, the Differentiated Business Podcast, with Michael J. Hart IV and Theodore J. Heron I. I thought we'd keep it simple today. Are you okay with that?
I think we'd
start off with a quote from Aristotle, something just kind of simple, just a little layup. You start off with something from Aristotle. What's the silliest thing you made time for yesterday? Honest with us.
No, playing a dumb game, like a little bubble pop game on my phone.
You're seriously.
It was dumb.
What do you think Aristotle would have said?
He'd be deeply disappointed.
What's the silliest thing Aristotle ever did? What I thought we could do... Now you tell me if this is too simple. Because I wanted to keep it simple today. We've had some very complicated shows.
Hard to keep up.
Yep. Very complex discussions. I can't even... They're so complex I can't even remember.
Interwoven, intersecting thoughts and concepts. Very, yeah. Very challenging.
So complicated that I can't even recall what we've been talking about on this radio program, this computer radio program.
Well, you and me both.
So complex these conversations we weave that I can't think of a single one.
That's why you decided this time we got to keep it super simple.
We got to keep it simple.
Yep.
Keeping a podcast simple, this was another one by Aristotle, is among the highest of virtues.
Well, he was ahead of his time.
I thought we could just play a world premiere of the new Perkins Storage and Transfer ad.
That's as simple as it gets.
Yep. How do you feel about that?
Well, here's the thing. I was there when we recorded it, but I haven't even heard the final product.
Is that right?
So this will be a premiere for me.
You know, that shows the level of professionalism and the level of craft. This is the world premiere of the Perkins Storage and Transfer ad for November and December of 2024, titled Galactical Realms.
I possess a curious mind. You know this to be true, yes? Yes? So many things I've had the deep pleasure of learning. Dinosaurs are fascinating creatures, are they not? I attended a lecture once in my high school gymnasium where an honest-to-goodness astro man talked about a big mission. His spaceship nearly skipped orbit because somebody miscalculated the weight of a bucket of moon rocks. What a fascinating anecdote. We laughed and laughed, but we were young. We had little understanding of the complexities of moving and transfer. A complicated endeavor on earthly soils, let alone in the galactical realm. That's why I trust the men and women of Perkins Storage and Transfer to measure the acceleration rate of my awkward buckets of stuff. They like fair deals, honest answers, dependability, and timeliness. So we landed on the moon. What a lovely surprise. Perkins Storage and Transfer. Twice the movers. Movers. Look under movers in the yellow pages.
What do you think of that one? A little feedback.
Well, there's multiple moments that make me smile. I love how he sort of understates the incredible feat of landing on the moon. I think that's really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah. I also like the fact that he's comparing, you know, space travel to moving things from one, you know, apartment to another or house to another.
Some moments I appreciate. Of course, my favorite is the way our character says dependability.
Yeah, that's always fun.
Beyond that, I like referring to the spacecraft as a big spaceship. Isn't that what he said?
Yeah, honest to goodness, Astro Man instead of astronaut.
Too. Yeah, I like that. Yeah. Little moments where our character wants to sound intellectual, but he doesn't quite get
all the way there. I also like those moments because it's always a monologue where he kind of laughs at himself. That's always kind of fun. He just takes great joy in those little funny moments.
There's a line that I've used in multiple ads. Something about how we laughed and laughed.
Yeah.
For some reason, I really like that. I've had you say that
because
before.
Then it makes me laugh.
Yeah, we laughed and laughed.
Okay, I have a question though.
Yeah,
that opening line where he like says yes and then he questions it. Yes.
Yeah.
Like who's he talking to?
Well, no, but that was directly inspired by the podcast. Oh. The last one that we produced. You know what the quote there was. The moment where you say, we landed on the moon, what a lovely surprise.
Yep.
That's a direct quote from my son. He said that when he was a little boy.
Oh, that's awesome.
These are the things that are bouncing around in my head. And, you know, you're always finding places for stuff like that in your work.
Yep. Well, it's kind of like washing the dishes, right?
Yes.
Yeah, you're just taking great. It's say that quote again. I want to hear that one more time. Whether you're writing a radio ad or whether you're cleaning up the dishes or cleaning out the grease trap at a pizza ranch.
Work done in gratitude, kindly and well, is prayer.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about... I'm going to be thinking about that.
Ah, there's something about this.
I like
this.
It.
Yeah.
What's the last thing that I said that you wrote down that was incredibly moving, inspiring?
Now, that one, you have stumped me.